There were rumors about sharks swimming in city waters after Hurricane Harvey, and urban legends about alligators in New York City sewers have been around for years. But one curious Nashville listener has a question about another predator that allegedly lives in Music City. She wants to know if a local legend about piranhas escaping from an Opry Mills aquarium has any truth to it. WPLN's Chris St. Clair investigates.
Tweets and Facebook posts point to WKRN as the source of the rumor, which ran a now-redacted story about piranhas on the loose in Opry Mills after the 2010 flood hit the mall. Here's how it went. A WKRN reporter on live TV claimed that a pair of piranhas managed to escape the 150,000-gallon tank that diners sit around at Aquarium Restaurant. Could the flood really have helped the fish escape? I went to Opry Mills to ask shoppers if they believed the story.
I don't know what to think of that. I would be skeptical, I think.
It's a possibility, but I would think it would be very slim.
Yeah, it's possible, I guess, but skeptical, yes.
Aquarium's corporate parent Landry's and Opry Mills owner Simon Properties declined to divulge any details about the 7-year-old incident, but an article published in the Tennessean the day after the piranha story broke says officials confirmed that most of the fish at the aquarium restaurant were contained, and that all piranhas were accounted for. Still, even though official evidence suggests the piranhas never left their tank, the rumor persists. What might be keeping the rumor alive after all this time is incidents like this one.
Bill Haynes says there is no doubt what bit his bait yesterday is a piranha.
Frank Fiss, who manages Tennessee's fisheries, says once or twice a year, a fisherman will catch a piranha in local waters and run to the news with it, which might remind people of the rumor or perhaps make them think that the famed Opry Mills piranhas somehow made it out of the mall and into the Cumberland River. Fiss says the problem is that what they're catching aren't piranhas. They're called pacu, a close relative, but not a man-eater.
They're the same shape and as a piranha. The only difference is if you look at their teeth, they have practically almost human-looking teeth in them. They're just big molars because they're omnivores and they eat anything.
Even if a piranha managed to wind up in Tennessee's lakes or rivers, Fiss says they wouldn't last long in our cold waters, not to mention that state officials would have seen them by now.
In fact, we do actually sample the reservoirs. So if there were schools of piranha, we would have caught them.
So to the best of our knowledge, no piranhas escaped from the aquarium restaurant, and even if they did, the cold water would have killed them eventually. But all these years later, perhaps even this story won't kill the rumor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chris St. Clair.